Much of the focus on contracting reform has been aimed at communication between government and industry. Some government officials want to make sure the frontline contracting people are not overlooked. And as you know, there's this Mythbusters campaign going on to coming out of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy to make sure that federal agency managers and industry know it's okay to talk to one another before and during acquisitions. You just have to do it right. Dan Gordon is the administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy. He talked about a lot of this yesterday.
Our number one priority is strengthening the acquisition workforce. That means a limited amount of hiring, and we've done a limited amount of hiring. We've gone up both on the civilian side and on the DOD side, something between 7% and 10%. It varies by agency and the number of 1102s. The other members of the acquisition workforce are much harder to count, but we are paying much more attention to those oversight functions.
He says investing in the acquisition workforce ties into OMB's push to decrease contract spending. Gordon says over the past 15 years, the government has been on an unsustainable path of increased contracting, but doing so with a flat acquisition workforce.
Putting that tsunami of spending onto an acquisition workforce that had shrunk and wasn't getting the investment of training was a recipe for problems, and we've had a good number of problems.
Gordon says the government has begun to reverse both of those trends, spending a little less on contracting and starting to hire more acquisition officers, 1102s, but there's still a lot of work to do. Last year, the president's budget proposal requested more than $150 million to invest in the acquisition workforce. This year's request is slightly smaller at around $140 million. Gordon says despite general support from the Hill, he's not optimistic either request is actually going to be met. Gordon says even with financial challenges, agencies can help the existing acquisition workforce by improving internal communications.
We have our IT shops that are often focused on sophisticated IT solutions. We have the program shops, the people that actually need what the contract is for, who may not be explaining to the IT people what they need properly. We have the contract shop that doesn't define requirements. They just listen to be sure they've gotten requirements that make sense in terms of will this be a competitive situation? Are these requirements wired for one company? But contract people can't define requirements. They need input from the program people and the IT people to do that. And they need input that is clear so that we can define the requirements.
Excuse me. Gordon says many contracting offices lack management personnel, such as contracting officers' technical representatives, COTARs. Instead, agencies contract out their project oversight. Gordon says this has caused an imbalance in the relationship between contractors and the government.
There are too many situations where there is no federal employee that has an oversight of what's going on, where there are not enough federal employees so that the federal employees maintain control. That is an unbalanced, unhealthy situation. Of course we need contractors, but contractors support us in the federal government, which means that we have to be in charge.
Gordon says improving communication between government and industry is another priority. OMB and OFPP have launched a myth-busting campaign to address some of the misperceptions they hear from agencies, such as fear of bid protests or delayed projects. Gordon says myth-busting is really about changing the contracting culture.
Share information. We benefit from that information being shared. We're not doing it as a favor to industry. We're doing it to make the procurement system work better. Refusing to share information is foolish, counterproductive, and causes the government to lose.
Gordon says he conducts monthly calls with senior procurement executives to listen to challenges they face and ideas they have about the educational campaign. And next month, OFPP will hold a working group of federal acquisition professionals to help design an online community of practice. And so we'll keep following that for you. You can hear that interview at federalnewsradio.com. And that whole piece was put together by our reporter, Megan Beasley.